Memorial Day weekend, more than 37 million people are expected to travel, this according to AAA. This would be an increase of 60% from last year, when only 23 million traveled. That was the lowest on record since AAA began recording all the way back in the year 2000. Many of them, of course, will be staying in hotels, and in some of those hotels, they may find themselves using Enseo technology. Enseo is one of the largest hotel tech companies in the world, and it works with nearly 2,000 Marriott and Hilton brands to implement touchless technology. Joining us now is Vanessa Ogle, Chief Executive Officer of Enseo. She joins us on the phone from Texas. Vanessa, how are you doing today? Thanks for taking the time.
I'm well. Good afternoon, Tim.
Good afternoon. So for people who may not be familiar with Enseo, how have they may have interacted with it in hotels?
Well, if anyone has watched Netflix in a hotel room, then they've probably used Enseo.
This is the technology that allows you to log into your own Netflix account while you're traveling?
That's right. So you can use your favorite content that you bring with you into your hotel room when you're in some of the best brands of the world.
What about when it comes to contactless technology and the way that we're increasingly seeing hotels invest in touchless, contactless, and automation for rooms?
We're seeing an increased investment in these technologies that you mentioned, Tim, whether it's touchless, contactless, or room automation in ways that we have never seen before. It's really accelerated this area. So this means that when you go to the front desk, you could have a virtual front desk agent like our product Vera, or you could walk into your room, be able to use your phone as your room card key, not even having to touch that door, walk into that room, continue using your phone as the remote for the television to turn on the lights, to adjust the temperature of your room, and to check and order room service. So really being able to use the devices that you trust the most to control your entire stay.
What has the last 14 months been like for you, Vanessa, as hotels? And look, it's a question that's it's really loaded, right? How has the last 14 months been for any of us? But what have they been like for you? I mean, take us through what it was like at Enseo.
That is a big question. Certainly, March of 2020 was devastating to us. As a small minority woman-owned business that was dependent on the hospitality and travel segment, we saw our entire business come to a screeching halt. And our customers, who were hoteliers, even though the name of the brand on the door may be a beautiful big company like Marriott, the reality is the owners of those hotels are small business people just like me. Mm-hmm. And so they all saw their business kind of grind to a screeching halt. I had to do very difficult things with my team, layoffs and furloughs and things like that. Then we did get the PPP loan, so we got to be able to bring all of our people back to work. And we immediately went into overdrive creatively in creating what you just talked about earlier, which is all these touchless technologies, so that we could accelerate the opportunity for guests to feel comfortable and for associates feel comfortable in their hotel rooms.
Well, look, that brings me to my next question, which is, did hotels use it as an opportunity to implement this technology that they would be able to then tell potential customers, hey, we have this, so you should feel more safe, you should feel comfortable?
We did see that happen. I think, early on, the hotels were vying for those very few brave people who were still out there on the road. And then I think what's happening now is we absolutely see travel at an all-time high since March of 2020. And those hoteliers are absolutely investing in this technology so that they can make as many people feel as safe as they can and to offer as much safety as possible to those travelers and their own associates.
What are you hearing from hotels right now? And I would imagine that you have, like, does your technology allow you to get the granular data that shows when people are using it?
We do. We get a lot of data. We don't know who is using it, of course.
Right.
There's a lot of privacy. But we do know, is the room turned on? Are they watching television? Are they listening to their Bluetooth music on the television? Are they changing the thermostat with our system? Are they using our touchless remote connect? So we have a lot of data on what's happening when the rooms are activated as it relates to the technology being used.
So what's that telling you about occupancy right now?
Occupancy is at an all-time high since March of 2020, and it's very exciting to see the uptick that's happened really quite steadily. Originally, we saw some some leisure travel start to pick up a little bit. Then now we actually have some midweek travel picking up now. And so this is really, this holiday weekend is a wonderful confluence of all of those things together, where you have that weekend travel and holiday travel all coming back. And the occupancy is very, very strong across all segments.
There's been this debate about business travel and the return to business travel after 14 months spent using Zoom and conference call technology. If it ever does fully recover, do you think it will?
We do see business travel returning. Will it ever be the same as it was before? I don't know. But we're seeing different kinds of business travel because we're seeing people do these, you know, workcations where instead of going into a regular office, they go into a hotel room. And so now they're working, you know, quote unquote from home, but their from home may actually be from your local hotel room because it has all the amenities and it's quiet. It's a new type of business travel.
So meaning that people are traveling to destinations and they're taking a vacation, but also working because you can work from anywhere and we only have about 15 seconds left.
That's exactly what they're doing, both at home and on the road.
Okay. And very briefly, when do you expect hotel occupancy to be back to pre-pandemic levels?
We see that by the end of the year this year, there's the possibility that hotel travel is back to pre-pandemic levels.
All right. Well, there you have it. Vanessa Ogle is Chief Executive Officer of Enseo. She joins us on the phone from Texas. Enseo is one of the largest hotel tech companies in the world. It works with 1900 Marriott and Hilton brands to implement touchless technology. Vanessa, thanks so much for taking the time. In just a few minutes, we are going to be